Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
Pain, sickness, and colds. Guys, we're shutting ourselves down to that because what we have is a thing called egos. And when we get pain, we're taught and we've learned and our culture teaches us to suck it up. Just keep on going. But there are some pains that we shouldn't ignore. What are they? Let's learn about them today. Joining me today is a lifestyle expert and author of 13 books, Michael DeMedeiros. Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on here. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I want to start by saying, men, it's okay to cry. And men, when you have pain, please speak up. Michael, it's crazy. When we have pain, oh, I'll just walk it off. Oh, my stomach, I'll walk it off. I see it. I even say it to myself. Do you see it?
I see it. I do it. It's something I see and do every day sometimes. It's certainly nothing new. And it's, as you said, it's something that we're taught and conditioned from a very, very young age.
It's so true. I mean, I have a son, and he's only three. And I said, listen, if you're hurt, tell us. If you have pain, tell us. Because I'm attempting to condition him when later on in life. Now, if you fall down, scrape your knee, I understand. All right, you get up, you shake it off. But there are some pains in our bodies that, guys, if we have them, you got to stop what you're doing, and it's not normal. Now, typically, I just want to start by setting up this one. Michael, there are places in our body from our stomachs to our groins, especially these guys, that if we have these pains, we shouldn't blow off. When shouldn't we blow these off, Michael? And when is it time to see a doctor?
Well, I think a good rule to follow, just as a general estimation of things, is that if you have pain in any one place for longer than 4 to 6 hours, you should go seek some help. I mean, it could just be something as simple as you need to ice it down or get some heat on it or some compression, but it's a great thing to keep in mind. Longer than 4 to 6 hours, go see a doctor. In addition to that, any kind of growth, any kind of swelling, any kind of discoloration, obviously things, needless to say, if you're bleeding, you should go see a doctor if it's something that isn't stopping or slowing down. Ultimately, I think if it's something that's causing you a great deal of discomfort or even anxiety, those doctors are there for the reason of making sure that you get through your day properly and you're healthy.
It's sad because what guys do is we say that four-letter word that starts with the F, and we say I'm fine. You're not fine. If you're in pain, you're not fine. There's something wrong, and that's the way your body is speaking out, saying, "Hey, listen, that's the alert. That's the alert signal. That's that smoke alarm that you hear in your house. It's an alert. It's saying, hey, something needs to be done and needs to be done now." But Mike, real question. I'm a guy, you're a guy. Why don't we do it sooner? Is it a tradition? I know we hit upon it a little bit, but is it a tradition? Is it ego? Is it the family culture? Is it society that says, hey, guys, suck it up? Why?
It's all of those things, but it's also, and you know this, Jay. I mean, you're the dad in the house. You understand this. You're not the guy that's supposed to have a problem. You're not the guy that's supposed to be able to take time and just do something just for you. You're not the person that attention is going to be doled out upon. You are the guy who's supposed to be there to provide, take care, and lead and direct and be there for everyone else. That's a big part of it. But beyond that, too, I can tell you just the other day I was hanging out with a friend and his young son, he must have been 4 years old, tripped, he fell. You could tell the kid hurt himself, but the kid was looking at his dad and his mom, and mom and dad had smiles on their faces. Now, I asked them why, and they told me thereafter, well, if you go up to them and you act like it's a big deal, they'll start crying immediately and they'll be, they'll really articulate all of their pain. And, I get not wanting your kid to cry and I get your kid not wanting to be in pain, but that kid was in pain. And I think it's okay to articulate your pain, no matter what age you're at.
It's true. Listen, I'm guilty of it. My wife and I are guilty of it. If my son Max, he's three and he's bumping, he's falling down, he's learning to run and throw a ball a little, and sometimes the ball goes up and hits him in the head. But it's like there is a difference. I always say the difference between good and bad pain. There's a difference between just tripping and falling and seriously getting hurt.
Absolutely.
So in terms of that, what pains need for guys in their body need immediate medical attention?
Well, I think if you've ever really wrenched a joint and you've felt it, and it's something that stayed with you for a good 20 minutes and you noticed maybe some discoloration or a little bit of swelling, that needs some immediate attention. I think if you've got any internal problems, like be it cramps or a stabbing pain or shooting pains or anything like that, any kind of numbness, these are things that you can't overlook. You can't bypass it. There's no amount of walk it off that's going to make an ulcer go away. There's no amount of walk it off that's going to make a growth go away. There's no amount of walk it off that's going to make these types of things go away. You know, you have to go to the doctor if you're seeing any kind of thing like that. And, you know, I think if you've got a bruise, obviously put some ice, put a bandage on it, you're good to go. If your joints are cracking occasionally, it's not a huge deal. But if things persist and if things are painful and if things are noticeably wrong, it's time to go in.
Yeah, and it's so true, especially with, you know, you look on Google these days, you go on the internet, and people self-diagnose. Oh, see, no, it's all okay, you know. And I think there could be a problem, but I always say, then you got the what-if problem. What if you don't go to the doctor and there is a serious problem? You know, we self-diagnose, we say, oh, this is the, I have this, I feel this pain, and I'm dying. But then people say, oh, no, which, see, online it says that my knee's fine. If I don't have a click, I didn't blow out my ACL. Well,
yep.
There is the what if. And I always say, guys, go. So speaking of go, I always say there's a thing called prehab before you have to rehab. Go to the doctor prior to the pain actually coming on later in life. So, Michael, what are some of the tests that guys should get? And, like, what age do you recommend these tests should be done at? I know, like, when I just turned 40 and I'm 42 now. There were some tests, but what are some of the tests that guys should do and at what age?
Well, first, and this is the key here because this is the test and this is the thing that's going to basically be the barometer for your health every year and every day of your life that you're living on this planet, and that is you have to do a physical. I know a lot of guys are always putting this off, and some of them don't do it at all, right? And I'm guilty of it myself. I haven't been to, you know, I've had stretches of a couple or a few years where I didn't do a physical, and, you know, I had problems, and it was something that I tried to shrug off, but it caught up with me. Thankfully, it wasn't anything too serious, but going for a physical and all of the things that go along with that, including, you know, just regular routine blood work and things along that nature, this is vital, because if a doctor doesn't know what essentially the diagnostics of your entire body and health are, he certainly can't advise you or help you to make sure that things don't go wrong. We're not just talking about medicine helping with a problem that you have. Let's talk about preventative medicine, as you said, and that is go do a physical, go do your blood work, get your blood pressure checked, get your cholesterol checked, you know, check yourself for colorectal cancer screening. It's not fun. I understand that. Anybody who's ever been there understands that, but better to test it first, because the result, if left unchecked, is a lot worse than the test, I guarantee you. And beyond that, you know, you should look into immunization. There's always prostate cancer checks and all of these things. You know, these are things that are uncomfortable, but the biggest thing is this. Have a relationship with your doctor. Go in, take him a coffee, sit him down, and say, listen, I need to talk to you about my health. I don't want you to just read off of a piece of paper and tell me what my last blood test was. Talk to him. He'll look at you. If you're in your 30s, these are all tests you should be doing, and definitely into your 40s. Get a relationship with your doctor. Make sure he understands that you want to be preventative, and you can't go wrong.
I like that word, relationship, because, guys, we don't. It's, you know, they're in there for 8 minutes. They're in there and out. And one of the things, guys, piggybacking along what you said, be truthful. Mike, a lot of times guys go in there, does it hurt? I'm fine. So when you get in there, ask for the right test and be truthful. Michael, thank you for being honest and truthful with us today. If people want to find out more about you, where could they go?
You know what? They should just go to Twitter. I'm at @followmdm. You can send me any tweet, any question there. I'm also on Amazon with all of my books. Healthy Diet Guide is the most recent, and I'd love to have any comments or any questions there.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. To learn more about what pains and problems you shouldn't take lightly, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.